felt like being dramatic for a second there, but this is something we've been arguing about here on the Joe and Alex show, and we definitely want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. You can also join in this conversation. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and on Instagram. Plainfield High School came out with a dating guide, and it can end up costing a teacher her job. And this is what, in the school newspaper, Alex?
Yeah, so a lot of school newspaper, student newspaper publications have kind of changed to like having a student magazine.
Yep, okay.
Just to kind of change with the time. So it's like a student magazine, but yeah, newspaper magazine,
same thing. I remember
magazine,
in high school we had a newspaper, but I get you, it's transitioning,
right.
Yep.
So their magazine is called the... Oh, what is this thing called? It's called the Shakedown.
Ooh.
And so... In the beginning, or like only like a couple weeks ago, like mid-October, they came out with this issue called Plainfield High School's Dating Survival Guide Declassified. And the advisor of the students, which it's a completely student-run publication.
Yep.
So the teacher is there. Like, here's the thing. I am familiar with how this works because when I was in high school, I was in on our newspaper staff, and I was on it for all 4 years of high school, and our advisor did the same thing. Like, they're there to answer questions or whatever, but like, you have an editor-in-chief and everything for your publication that's a student. Everything is student-run. Really, the advisor serves as like a guide, so they might give a suggestion. It's kind of similar to like how our job works, Joe. Like, so we pick everything that we do on our show content-wise, but once in a while our boss might say, hey, did you see that this subject is going viral on the internet? Maybe you guys want to do something like that has to do with this on the show, just because everybody's
talking
about it.
Yep.
He might recommend something, or like when you're on a reality show like The Bachelor or whatever, the producers don't tell people what to do, but they might suggest, like, hey, it
maybe
might
go
look
in that
good.
Pool with Corinne,
yeah,
and
might,
get her really drunk.
Yeah, it might look good for you if you want to stay on the show, if you want to do this, but like, you do what you want to do. So it's kind of like that. So like, the teacher doesn't tell them what or what not to publish. Well, the students wanted to come up with this dating survival guide, and excuse me, you have to bear with me because I am really
Alex
sick.
Is dying, actually. Last show probably of the year.
Hopefully not. So basically, like, they have things in there, cute stuff, like a quiz to test if you're too clingy, cheesy pickup lines, some of the controversial, and I'm putting that in quotes, based on parents that have complained now to the school board and stuff, are things like the definition of friends with benefits and a guide for figuring out if you've been friend zoned. And then the really controversial page is a first-person account about the beginnings of a relationship between a student and his girlfriend who stayed the night with parent permission and slept in his bed.
Ooh!
So parents are furious that
juicy.
The school and this teacher, Michelle Burris, or Burris, I don't know how to pronounce her name. We tried to get her on the show. We tried to ask if the editor-in-chief of this student magazine wanted to come on.
I don't think anybody can come on.
So I saw that in her, and I posted the Indy Star article about this on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. If you want to look at it really quick to see what we're talking about and comment on there, is that her statement to IndyStar was, my attorney has advised me not to say anything, which I completely understand. So I'm sure she's not going to talk to us. But we'd love to talk to you if you live in Plainfield or if you go to Plainfield High School, though. So like, the thing is, though, is that parents are upset because they're like, basically, well, you're printing about this. Students shouldn't be allowed to sleep with other students. But, like, it's happening, and isn't the news's job, and it's not like a student newspaper's hard news, but it is their job. There are some featurey type of things, which I think this dating guy was supposed to be more of a fun type of article, but they also print hard news stuff, like when the election was going on, you know, they'll talk about that, they'll talk about school board happenings or whatever, but in a newspaper, you got to talk about whatever is going on in your school and in your community that your readers care about, and one of those things that their readers are dealing with and doing is dating. So in the spectrum of dating, friends with benefits is in there. Yes, even if you are 16, 17 years
old.
Yeah,
but is that something that you want to be talking about in high school?
It's the truth. Isn't it their job to report
the truth?
Though,
just because it's, well, no, they're a high school newspaper. I mean, no offense, they put a lot of work in and they're good. But I see both sides. I agree with you. It's happening. You're a dumb, if you're a parent right now listening, I hate to like call you out, but you are dumb as hell if you think your kids aren't at least in positions where stuff could be happening or they're doing stuff like that when they're dating. And if you think you let your kid, boyfriend or girlfriend stay the night, you are oblivious and stupid if you think nothing's happening. So I'm not disagreeing you with that, but also the school is the school. It's their newspaper. Even though the students are running it and doing all the work, it's still the school. Just like if we do something here on the show that hopefully never happens one day, if our boss is like, no way, that is not representing Radio Now, you guys are out of here. That's their decision.
Well, I mean, I guess, but so one of the other things that people are upset about is that same page where the student told her account of going to her boyfriend's house and spending the night and his parents and her parents allowed it, was the page also defines polyamory, which is a relationship between more than two people and they have a poll about soulmates. So like, and nobody, I guess there was a whole thing about LGBT relationships. Nobody complained about that, but they're complaining about the polyamory stuff. But like, again, your kid, like, who cares if it's in the newspaper or whatever? Like, it's a real thing. People are hooking up without being in relationships in high school. And once they go to college, especially, that is really prevalent, is people just being friends with benefits. And so if your kid, if you think that all of a sudden, magically, that's the first time they're seeing or hearing about it, like, you're mistaken. So why wouldn't you publish that that's a real thing going on, like, and getting students' opinions on it? Because it is happening. Just like, you know, they talked about different safe-sex contraceptives in the article and whatever, like, this stuff is important to be talked about. Like, I'm somebody that didn't have sex or isn't having sex. You know, in high school, I wasn't sleeping around. But you better believe that a lot of my friends were spending the night with their boyfriends and stuff. And there were times that I would go to parties or whatever, and it happened to be a boy's house, and I would spend the night. And, I mean, I didn't do anything, but, like, you know, I knew it was going on, but you have to trust your kid. Like, my parents were the strictest parents of all time. Like, my parents don't even drink. They don't have alcohol in their house. They still
don't. Very boring.
My parents are super, 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 super strict, but I was still going to parties. And
Alex's parents is
around all this.
Your parents didn't even have sex. Like, I don't know how you got here.
I mean, so I just don't understand that, like, these students need to be punished and this advisor needs to be potentially fired for publishing, for letting her students publish the truth.
I don't think the person should be fired. If you want to discipline them within a school, so be it. Like, I'm split on this one. I'm just saying the school has the right to do whatever they want to do. It's the school newspaper. 317-239-1009. Would love to hear from anybody if you want to call in. You could be anonymous, too. If you're from Plainfield High School, if you're a student, if you're actually on the paper, that'd be cool. But even if not, if you're a parent or anybody listening this morning, would like to know what you think about this. Now that you kind of heard what's going on, we're just kind of filling in the details. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.